Hello there and welcome to the Friday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is June the 7th. This is a very special day. Today the church celebrates the solemnity of the most sacred heart of Jesus. So this is a big deal. Typically Fridays throughout the year, not just during Lent, there's a penitential, and I'm not going to go too much into it, but it's possible that you give up something on Fridays because the church encourages, not just during Lent, for us to give up something on Fridays to remind ourselves of what Jesus did on the cross. It's a day of really a day of fasting. The meat obligation has been lifted in the United States. That's been the case for many years, but it's still a day of penance. And many of us, I've been able to do this for several years, don't eat meat on Fridays, even outside of Lent, as a small way of sacrificing, joining our sacrifice with the sacrifice of our Lord. It's sort of remembering the fact that he died on Sunday. Now, the church does say you don't have to abstain from meat outside of Lent on Fridays, but we're encouraged to give up something. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make, or I will be making, is that not today. Today is a solemnity, so this is the highest in the category of holy days when it comes to church commemorations. So today is not a day of penance. Today, if you typically do something to remember Jesus dying on the cross, today we can go out and really celebrate that, really celebrate the fact that today is a solemnity because we are remembering his most sacred heart. Jesus had a human heart. He loved with human emotions. So Jesus had emotions like you and I. And the whole point of this solemnity today is to recall that great love that Jesus has for us. So let me read the gospel that is used from today's daily mass. It's John chapter 19, verses 31 through 37. Since it was preparation day in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs, but one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. An eyewitness has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he is speaking the truth, so that also you may come to believe. For this happened so that the scripture passage might be fulfilled. Not a bone of it will be broken. And again, another passage says, they will look upon him whom they have pierced. And really what we want to get out of this gospel today, I think the main message is the great love that Jesus has for us. He loved you enough to suffer and die on the cross so that you could be redeemed and one day be able to live with him forever in heaven. Jesus wasn't content with having you in a relationship with him only while you're on earth. He wants to have you in a relationship with him for all eternity. That's a hard concept for us to grasp, isn't it? It's not the easiest thing. We have finite brains. So the whole idea of eternity, eternal life, is not an easy one for us. So we can come close with the help of the Holy Spirit. I don't even know if we could come close, but we can grasp it on some level. The fact that Jesus didn't have to come to earth and suffer, but he did it willingly because of you and me. He wants us to live with him forever in heaven. So that great image, that image of the cross, is a reminder for us that Jesus loves us. He loves us enough that he was willing to die for us. So today we celebrate that love. We celebrate that love and, yeah, go out and celebrate in some way. Celebrate the love that Jesus has for you. Such love that he went to the cross and suffered and died so that you could live with him forever. I want to tell you, I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening to the program. I look forward to joining you again next week on Following the Truth. God willing, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next time. Jesus loves you.